This is the Radio Devotion for Monday, August 20th, 2012. Good morning. This is Pastor Dustin Petz of the Goodland United Methodist Church. Thank you for joining me in this short morning devotion as part of the Good Neighbor Hour. Today, in many of our different communities, we are in the process of beginning a new school year, beginning the many different things that happen in our fall season kicking off and starting afresh. I want to offer some words this week of how it is that we might prioritize in our lives, how it is that we might find balance, how it is that we might put the most important things in our lives first in who we are. One of the discoveries I have found in my own life is that I don't do that always. Sometimes I get overloaded. I get too many things going on and I get stretched thin in lots of different ways. And then I sometimes am running in a catch-up mode. I'm trying to tread water just to keep my head above, trying to find ways to make it in the midst of life. And it's not healthy. And often what happens for my own life is I get sick. Somewhere in October, after trying to do this for multiple weeks, I get sick. My body says, no, slow down, stop. Throughout this week, I want us to think about how it is that we might discover what are the most important things in our lives and then find a way to put them first in who we are. This past weekend in our worship service, that was what I talked about. I shared a video that you can find on the internet. There's multiple different ones. But it's a video that talks about the struggle that happens for us in our lives. It's a visual representation of our lives. There is a jar full, a large jar that's full of a bunch of smaller rocks. And then the person who invites you to do the challenge is that you're supposed to put into this container the most important things in your life, really large rocks. And so persons who are doing this activity will try to place those big rocks into this jar that has about half full of smaller rocks. And so they put them in there, but to come to find out, they just won't fit all these larger rocks of key vital things in our lives, family, work, church, community, health, exercise, all those different things, whatever they might be for you, they won't fit. Until the person changes their paradigm, their way of seeing, and dumps out all the small things so that they can put the big rocks into their container first. The lesson is, unless we put the most important things, the first things in our lives into our schedules, into our days, into our weeks first, there's a good chance they won't fit. They won't make it in there. And we'll be overwhelmed and stressed, and we'll feel like we're spinning our wheels and not accomplishing our best. For you and I to bring glory to God, to live lives that are fulfilling, we have to find ways to put first those most important things in our time, in our energy, in our lives. As we begin this new year, how is it that you can be intentional of putting first things first? Let us pray. God, pour out your blessing upon the students that are going to be going to school in these coming days. We pray for the teachers. We pray for their families. We pray that they might begin afresh this new year and learn and grow and experience all that you have to offer them. Help us as families, and actually all of us, help us to find ways to put the most important things of our lives first. We ask and pray your blessing, your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. I wish you a blessed day, grace and peace to you from Pastor Dustin Petz of the Goodland United Methodist Church.